So what do you think changed Floridians' minds so dramatically here, Mark?
Well, our poll showed that about 5% of the people who were undecided before the debate decided to switch to Mitt Romney after seeing Romney's strong performance and Obama's weak performance. 2% of people who had supported Obama before the debate switched to Romney, and another 2% who supported Obama before the debate went to undecided. So right off the top, Mitt Romney got 7% and Obama lost 2%. So you can kind of see how the numbers moved simply over that debate. As I said in my story, you know, what a difference a debate makes, and it certainly did.
And Mark, people have already made up their minds because many people are already voting here in Florida, right?
Yeah, you know, polls are fun to look at. Those are stats on like how a batter is swinging in practice. But you know what's really going on? The game is happening right now. 330,000 people at least have voted. By the end of the day, it'll probably get near, if not top, 400,000. People who have voted by absentee ballot, generally by mail. Early in-person voting begins October 27th. A group of black ministers is going to start what they call Operation Lemonade. That is, they say the GOP legislature gave the black community, which likes early in-person voting, a lemon. They're going to make lemonade and show up and swamp the polls starting October 27th.
President Obama and Senator Bill Nelson have been linked very closely in the polls. Has President Obama's recent downturn affected the Democrat running for re-election in his race against Republican challenger Connie Mack IV?
It seems to have affected it around the edges, but Bill Nelson still leads. This isn't really a big race with a lot of coattails. The coattails are rather small, and the amount it can drag a down-ticket candidate appears to be, at least in the polling we've seen, not very strong.
Mark, there are several close races for House seats here in South Florida. Which ones in particular do you have your eyes on and why?
Well, I think the most interesting one is going to be the Alan West-Patrick Murphy race. Now, Alan West is the Tea Party former Army Colonel darling who is loved by the right and loathed by the left. Polling indicates he's probably going to win that race. Then you look over in the southernmost district, District 26, that's the David Rivera-Joe Garcia race. David Rivera has had a few problems with FBI investigations. He always seems to land on his feet. Recent Republican polls, though, show that he might have lived out his ninth life.
And, Mark, as soon as they're finished tonight in New York and the reviews are in, attention focuses on Lynn University in Boca Raton next Monday for the final presidential debate. And we'll be live from Lynn Friday for a special two-hour edition of the Florida Roundup. It features you, Ken Rudin of NPR, Helen Ferreira of Diarios Los Americas, current Democratic Congressman Ted Deutsch, former Republican Congressman Mark Foley, among others. Should be fun. We look forward to seeing you there. Mark, thanks for your time.
Thank you. See you there.
And that's this Friday at noon, the Florida Roundup debate special at Lynn University. You can reserve a seat at our brand new website, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.